And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Zach Trajano's here in the studio and playing a few tracks for us. And he's got a CD out called Two Lines, which is a neat little thing. And you can, how can they get a hold of that? Go to ZachTrajano.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the best way.
And it's ZachTrajano.com.
That's right.
Yeah, very cool. So how did you end up hooking up for these tours, like to Europe, with these big guys like
Chris Smither, Jeff Foucault, I went over with, just serendipitously, you know? I mean, I was hanging around Amherst, Massachusetts. I made friends with a guy named David Goodrich, who's a guitar player and a producer out there. And he's produced, I think, the last three or maybe four Chris Smither records, and a few Jeff Foucault records. And so I was just started playing with him, playing, you know, different things with him, hanging out with him. And he came to me one day and said, "Hey, I want to, we got this thing in Europe. It's going to be a week. We're going to go to Belgium and Holland. And you want to do it?" I said, "Well, yeah, I've never been. We got to, you know, I don't even care who it's with. Let's just go and see what happens, you know." And it turned out to be Jeff, and I'd never met him. And, you know, I'd come out of this very strict music program, so I had this a little bit of a stigma against the sort of singer-songwriter type guy. So I remember Jeff coming over and us, like, going over his tunes and me being like, "Oh, yeah, it's just another one of these singer-songwriter guys." You know, this is probably close to 10 years ago now. And we went over to Europe and played 8 or 9 shows and throughout Belgium and Holland and stuff, and just had a great time and got to be really good friends. We're both big fly fishermen, and so that was sort of like an entrance into that world. And because I did that, and I think David was okay with asking me to do the Chris Smither gig, which was a similar thing. There was a show in Belgium, I believe. It was one show. He flew me and Goody over for this one show in Belgium that was a 45-minute set. And we got flown to Belgium and back for 45 minutes of music.
Wow.
And we took an extra day and went through Amsterdam and did the whole thing, you know, just because we were over there. But they have this thing called Blue Highway or something that they love these American singer-songwriter people, but for whatever reason, you need to have a band. And, you know, Smither very rarely plays with a band. And so I got the call to, like, be that guy to just play very sparse drums behind Smither. And we had a blast. I learned so much. I mean, in 2 days, that guy's as deep as the ocean, you know? It's like in 2 days, you can just learn everything, you know? I just kept my ears open for 2 days. But so even just that would have been great. But we got back, and apparently those people recorded the show. And Chris listened to it and said, "That's what I want to do for the next record."
Awesome.
Is what we did on stage in that 45 minutes.
And that ended up being the album Time Stands Still.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so we just set up the same way, very sparse. There's not a lot to that record. There's not a lot of extra personnel brought in. There's a few things, but mostly it's, you know, as far as Chris Smither records go, it's really one of his most stripped down and bare bones deals. And it, it was a blast to do. It's really, really,
so there
fortunate.
No concerns about rehearsing any of the songs or anything like that?
Well, we had to get them. You know, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I had to learn in Belgium was stuff that he had written previously. So after that, this whole new project, after he decided that that's what he wanted to do, was, you know, a lot of learning of new material. But he's such a sweet guy to deal with, and so is Goody, that it wasn't work, none of it's work, you know. It was super easy.
That's
but
good.
Playing drums with him is, man, that's a whole world in and of itself. He has a very unique way of playing and singing. I don't know if you've ever seen him play, Smither.
No.
But he, you know, usually when he plays, he sings, he plays fingerstyle guitar, and he brings his own board, which they mic on stage, that he taps his feet on. So he's sort of covering the, you know, the rhythm, the harmony, and the voice of the band all in one package deal. It's sort of his thing. And the funny part about it is that between his feet and his guitar and his voice, there's a kind of time that comes out of that that is very unique. And it's neither one of any of those three things are not where the time is, which Goody tried to explain to me before I did this record. He said, if you listen to the voice, you're going to get all screwed up. If you listen to the guitar, you're going to get all screwed up. If you listen to the feet, you're going to get all screwed up. You have to listen to the entirety of the thing. You can't dial into one specific part of it, or you're not going to be able to handle it. You know,
you have to listen to his internal clock. As
yeah,
it's
wherever,
ticking,
whatever
yeah.
that is. And I said, okay, man, whatever, you know. And we got into the studio, and I started to dig that, because it's really, it's a beautiful and unique way of playing that he has. And it's not metronomical. It's not, you know, it's not steady in that way. All it does is feel good. And you have to be able to ride that wave when you play with him. So it was a complete exercise. That whole record was such an exercise for me in just playing simply and listening. If I could just listen, then I was cool. And that's what I did, you know? And we got to the end of the record, and I was like, wow, I barely played anything on that record. If you listen to it, I mean, the things that I play are so minute, but they fit with how much space that he's taking up,
right.
Which is, it was pretty difficult to do. So it was a real learning experience to play with that man. And through that, I also got to listen to him play guitar a bunch, which is, you know, has sort of aided in my, you know, last 5 years of songwriting, really, listening to Chris Smither.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So did the band come out around after all of that? Or?
Rusty Bell?
Yeah.
No, it was roughly the same time. We've been together for about 6 years. So we've been just consistently every year writing more and touring more and spending, you know, more time trying to make a living at it, and it's going really well, and it's sort of a, I don't know, some sort of balancing or sanity thing to have your own project when you're in a band like that that's working as much as we do, to have your own thing to do that's other, you know. And Matt Lorenz, who's also in that band, he also has his own project called The Suitcase Junket that he does, which is a one-man band kind of thing. So I think it's, you know, having, you got to be able to exit that every now and again and write your own songs, do your own thing, so that you can stay sane, basically.
And you bring something back to them, too.
Exactly.
In the process. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Very cool. Well, we got Zach Trajano here in the studio with us on Out of the Woods. Maybe we could get you to play another one for us.
Sure. It's a tune, again, off Two Lines that I wrote. It's about a town in northern New Hampshire called Gorham that my family goes on vacation to every year. This way, a broken
sank beneath their drivers long ago. When the wind that shakes each barren branch has spoken, you know in Gorham it's cold at night. In their homes and trailers, the townsfolk hide by the fire inside. They wait and hide, and they decorate their walls tropical pictures and hold the beaches fast within their minds. And they're dreaming of their weekend in Montego. Till then in Gorham they wait inside.
Trajano here in the studio with us. Nice stuff. There's the New Hampshire tune for you, folks.
Certainly.
That's where the roots are here. Yes.
Yeah.
You and I think, grew up in the same town, in fact.
Keokuk?
Yes, indeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Did you go to Hopkinton High?
I certainly did.
Yeah, we have a lot more in common. We'll have to talk about this off mic. I'm sure we can dish on a few teachers. So there's a few years between us. But
oh, boy. Mrs. Kavanaugh?
No.
Do you have her?
No.
After your time?
What class?
Oh, boy. I can't even remember. She was, somehow knew my father, so she'd been around for a long time. But she was more middle school, I think.
The name sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't think I ever had her. But,
just tremendous influence.
I spent all my time hanging out in the art room.
Oh, really?
So, Jim Kashuba.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shub. Shub. Of course.
Shub's a man. Shout out to Shub. Zach Trajano is here with us on Out of the Woods. And we're talking music. And what do you have? You have a few local shows, don't you? Or you did?
Yeah. I just played at the Barley House on Monday in Concord. My friend Brad Myrick started a music series there on Mondays, which is cool. Concord's kind of a...
city in a coma.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. I live there now.
So. Yeah. That's fairly accurate.
Sorry,
I was thinking of something nicer, but couldn't come up with it.
That's what we've always called it. We're going to get T-shirts made one of these days. I'm sure somebody already has done that. But
well, so, you know, doing something on a Monday is as Mondays are, but just a lot of credit to Brad for even doing it. And it's been going fairly well at the Barley House. He's been getting some really nice people in there to play music for people. It's not rock and roll. It's, you know, singer-songwriter type stuff on Monday nights.
Yeah. Generally, they keep it kind of quiet over there these days.
But the room there is beautiful to listen to music in. It's got really low ceilings, and it's the actual music itself sounds awesome in there. So it's a really nice place to go to listen to it.
Yeah, I think they do an Irish traditional thing in there too.
Yeah, which also sounds beautiful in there. So I was playing there, and I'm actually heading down to Western Massachusetts tomorrow to play in a town called Montague, which is a small town, at this place called the Book Mill, which is a really nice little spot. It's a bookstore that's a converted mill. And that's going to be with the full band that was on the record, so that's going to be fun. And I'll be back up the next week to play at the local bar in Kentuckook, the Covered Bridge.
Covered Bridge, yes.
Yeah, which is my local gig.
That's a noisy one, boy.
It's oh my god.
Yeah, that's a tough one to play.
They set you up right next to the Big Buck Hunter video game.
There you go.
So, which has its own slide guitar riff that happens every 25 seconds. So you gotta pick your keys. Well,
and everybody is very loud. It's a small room. And it's very loud.
Oh yeah, you know it is what it is.
Yeah, I had a buddy who tried playing in there with his band, and they didn't have much of a PA, so it was getting drowned out pretty bad.
It can get rough, you know. Yeah. I think I'm playing on like a Wednesday, so it's usually only four or five people in the place, which is great because you can just sit there and play, and usually those four or five people are into it. But if you play a Friday or a Saturday, you really got to bring the volume, or else you get drowned out.
But that gig you have tomorrow down in Montague, that's David Goodrich and Chris Delmhorst and Nathan Hobbs as well.
Nathan Hobbs,
so that's the foursome, including yourself, that was on the CD.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah, Chris Delmhorst, she's quite a talent in her own right as well.
Oh man, yep, just completely fortunate to even get to spend time with her. She is a wonderful, wonderful lady, and I found out just from making the record how great of a cello player she is, which I never knew. I always knew as a singer and a songwriter, and she's a wonderful singer. Boy, she's a wonderful singer. But she can play cello just so naturally and beautifully. I guess that was her first instrument, which I didn't know. So she played cello on the record and sang, and... Yeah, if anyone out there doesn't know Chris or listen to her, it's well worth your time and effort to delve into her catalog of music.
That's right. She's... Also, check out the band Redbird.
Redbird.
That is Jeff Folk.
Yep, Jeff and Chris and Goody, David Goodrich, who's the producer for Rusty Bell, and Peter Mulvey, I believe, is in
that
band
as well. That's right, yeah.
Yep, great band. That band's cool.
Quite a family of musicians we have around here.
Certainly.
All the inbreeding.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Hopefully.
All right, folks. Zach Trajanos here in the studio with us on Out of the Woods. And maybe we can get another song out of you here.
Sure. Let's see. That's another tune off that record, Two Lines. I'm getting tune here. It's called Already Gone. Heard it's free out on the sea. If I live, I'll tell you what I found.
If I die, don't cry for me. I'd rather float through eternity than try to make my way through solid ground. And I'm already gone. Caught a wind that's blowing for the sun. But if you catch a piece of me that's hanging on, you look the other way. It's the best thing you can do for me. Get out far enough. Heard there's times you can't see land at all. The sky below and sky above, up is what the world's made of. Get so you don't know which way to fall. And I'm already gone. Caught a wind that's blowing for the sun. If you catch a piece of me that's hanging on, you look the other way. It's the best thing you can do for me.
Trajano. Yes, I like that. A lot of picking on that one.
Yeah.
That's a busy one. That's a good song.
That's a busy one.
Yeah, I saw you played a few festivals. I saw you were up at both theirs, Tweed River Fest.
Oh, yeah. It's a great festival.
Is it good?
What a great festival.
Yeah, Bo's in here doing what you're doing. This is like the week before that.
Cool.
And next time he comes down, he's bringing his banjo. So looking forward to that.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's a wonderful festival.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone up there. I don't get out much anymore, but
I try to stay in.
Yeah. The reverse, because you're working when you're out there.
Yeah.
That's right. Very good. So do you have anything else that's not on the new CD that you would like to always put people on the spot? Do you have anything,
really?
Any rarities for us here?
Yeah, like new tunes. Sure. Yeah, I'll play a new one. I'm always writing. Was sitting around with the band and thinking about whether or not this applies to the song is completely in the ear of the listener. But was thinking about Jimmy Buffett a lot. And that song, Margaritaville, is always on the radio, and it's so overplayed, and you just kind of take it as wallpaper or whatever, you know?
It's music, right?
Yeah, but I was listening to it. I started listening to it, like, a year ago or something, and just kind of like, this is a great song, and it's dark, and it's not a happy tune. It's a very real, poignant song, and I really liked it. And you know, where it's sort of like Born in the USA by Springsteen, where it's sort of taken out of context and just become this, yeah, let's drink margaritas and hang out or whatever. But the if you really listen to the tune, the lyrics are good and the song's good. So in any case, without rambling, it's I got really into Jimmy Buffett for just a very short time. And I wanted to sort of write my own thing that had a, you know, whatever my version of that sensibility is. And it's, you know, might sound nothing like it. But so I wrote this tune about moving back home and living in Kentuck, basically. And just being a small town kind of human being for a while. With Jimmy Buffett in mind. And that's what this tune is. Doesn't really even have a name yet. It's very new. So we'll see how it goes.
All right.
The same. Show you where to buy your wood. Tell you where the fishing's good. Hey, by the way, I didn't catch your name. And if I look into your eyes, try to cut you down to size, bring you eye to eye with the mind of a little man. 'Cause I don't want to cut too deep. I just want to go to sleep with the volume down and a cool one in my hand. Oh, get me right, right, right. When people kind of get me wrong. Let's keep it light, light, light. When it's heavy, I can't get along. If you wanna ride with me, gotta learn to let it be. Just hold me tight and pacify my mind. We'll see what's on the radio. Try and find the ones we know and dial out all the static that we find. Oh, get me right, right, right. People kinda get me wrong. Let's keep it light, light, light. When it's heavy, I can't get along.
Yeah, nice. I like it. I like it. Start
That's
recording.
A new one.
You gotta start that work on that second CD there.
Always am, yeah.
Oh, we got this recorded. We'll have to play that again sometime. We'll sneak it back out. We'll have to get a name for it, though.
Yeah.
But Zach Trajano is here in the studio with us, folks, playing live here in Out of the Woods. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.